Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm your psychic Christine, and I want to thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening, downloading. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. You have no idea how much that means to me when you subscribe, because when you do, it helps my show go up and up and up. Thank you. So, in today's episode, I want to talk about a topic that many of us encounter. So I'm going to open up this episode with a quote from Jon Kabat-Zinn. If we hope to go anywhere or develop ourselves in any way, we can only step from where we are standing. If we don't really know where we are standing, we may end up going around and around in circles. So that's why I'm always talking about the importance of self-examination and understanding where your behaviors, where your words, where your actions, where does all of this stem from? That's so important for us to think about. So in our daily lives, we sometimes encounter threats to self, from receiving negative feedback at work to being excluded in social situations. And in these moments, it's difficult to stay clear-headed, open-minded, and in control. We may get defensive, we may act out, depriving ourselves of constructive lessons and harming our relationships with others. I do know that some researchers have found that writing about it, when we write about these things, we can figure out, what our most important values are. And this can help us experience less stress, be less defensive, and more open-minded to information, and make healthier choices in these situations. So, what I want to do here is give you some instructions to follow so that way you can organize, what is most valuable to you. So, we're going to start ranking them in order of their importance. So, get a pen and paper. And like I said, you write these things down in the order of their importance. Aesthetic skills, aesthetic appreciation. How important is that to you? Okay. Sense of humor. Relations with family and friends. Spontaneity and living life in the moment. Social skills, athletics, music ability or appreciation, physical attractiveness, creativity, business management and skills, romantic values. Got all that? So we are going to, one more time, I'm going to say this. We're going to start ranking them in order of their importance from 1 to 11. Then start writing a brief account, 1 to 3 paragraphs of why your number one value is important to you, including a time when it played an important role in your life. Okay? Got all that, guys? So, what are we trying to do here? When our ego takes a hit, reflecting on what matters to us most helps us move beyond narrow self-image and concerns. It can remind us of the other resources we have in our lives, how strong and capable we are, or how much support we receive from others. We start to realize that there's something we care about, whether it's cultivating relationships or creativity, that matters more to us than whatever difficulty we're experiencing in the moment. Once we gain this broader perspective, we become more open to hearing negative feedback or potentially scary but useful information. We can take a wiser and more long-term perspective instead of getting bogged down in momentary negative feelings. So I hope you all are processing this, and I do believe that this exercise is going to be super helpful. So I'm just going to go ahead and end this exercise with another quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. It's your life, but only if you make it so. The standards by which you live must be your own standards. Your own values, your own convictions in regard to what is right and wrong, what is true and false, what is important and what is trivial. So again, I want to thank you all very much for listening in. Please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and even I'd appreciate some comments. You know, if I can get enough people to subscribe to this podcast, my plan is to do a live radio show. But right now, I don't have enough subscribers to go ahead and do that. So please make sure you are subscribed to my podcast. I look forward to serving you. If you want to have a one-on-one session with me, either have a psychic reading by phone or in person, don't hesitate to reach out and give me a call at 855-708-2768. That's 855-708-2768. Thank you again. I want to wish you all the very best of luck. Namaste.